Hi, guys. Welcome to another episode of the Beauty Pop Podcast. I'm Victoria.
And I'm Jen.
And this week, we are going to do a beauty roundup and some fashion roundup from what we saw at the Oscars this past weekend. Or was it? Yeah, it was Sunday night, right? It was on Sunday night.
Daylight savings time has made this week feel like it's 14 years long. I feel like I'm carrying a boulder on my shoulders. Like, it's the weirdest thing.
I feel like I don't know what day it is. And I know. It's horrible.
And I even went to sleep early on Saturday to try to overcompensate for it.
I tried
and
that, too.
Yeah, it didn't work. No.
It's even the dogs don't know what time to eat. It's like it just messes up everybody.
My mom's cat wakes her up every morning at 6 o'clock and she goes, Jen, this week the cat's been sleeping till 7. I'm like, well, good for you. That's like a win.
Get your extra hour.
That's really funny. So the Oscars were on Sunday night. They started an hour earlier this year, which I guess. I mean, that must be really early then. You're on the West Coast. I'm on the East Coast.
Start at 4 o'clock. Yeah,
so 4 o'clock
my time.
I always thought like a 5 o'clock start on the West Coast, because that's where it obviously takes place, that was always like sort of okay. And then everyone is at dinner at the governor's ball, right, by like 8:30.
I thought it was for us on the West Coast, having these events start early, it's never a problem. I always feel bad for the East Coasters because they're kind of getting the tail end of it. But I have to say, I actually liked having it start at 5 and kind of end around 7:30.
I think it was a popular choice.
Yeah. The only bummer is that you feel like, I mean, the red carpet stuff in LA, because our local news channels, I don't know how this is across the country, but our local news channels, at least two of them, do full red carpet coverage just like the national feeds do. And they started at 1 o'clock, which... Ooh. I just feel like that is really early. And I have a few friends on Facebook who were seat fillers for the Academy Awards, and they actually had to report fully dressed and full makeup by 9:30 in the morning. And you know how it is when you're going to something where you have to look really nice and you want your makeup to be fresh. Having it done at 9:30 and then not even having a show start till 4, that's rough. But I would imagine the time would have probably been the same. It probably would have been 10:30 last year and they wouldn't have gone in until 5, but it's a long day, I think. And you don't think about the life of a seat filler, but I guess
I've
it's
always
a pretty popular
wanted to do
choice
that.
Out here. It would be fun.
That would be fun, right?
And
I
the
would
lady
totally
that,
do that
one of the ladies I follow had like 45 pictures of the telecast, and she had herself circled in every one, sitting in different places by different celebrities. It just looks like it would be probably exhausting at the end of it all, but also a good time.
I wonder if the celebrities actually talk to
She said yes. At least this one woman I follow, she said that, I wish I could remember what she said.
Like, I could picture Tom Hanks making conversation. You know, like certain celebrities would be nice.
She talked to Chris Hemsworth, which
he's super nice. I've interviewed him. Oh my God, he is the nicest guy ever. Oh, I know.
So she talked to Chris Hemsworth. She talked to another like famous couple. Can't remember what she said, but she said she talked to a few people and laughed with them. She said she laughed with Paul Giamatti. I mean, so I do think that people – you know, depending on their demeanor, probably aren't, especially at that point, they're drinking, they're celebrating, it's the Oscars. You can't really be in a hugely bad mood, I don't think.
Yeah, that's true.
Maybe.
So what did you think overall, like, of the show this year? I mean,
I haven't watched it.
I thought it was boring. Except for Ryan Gosling, who, thank God, saved the show.
And how much do I want that tuxedo just for my own life?
Oh,
that
it was Gucci, I think. Yeah.
And it was sparkly and beautiful.
Custom.
This is the first time, admittedly, in like 5 years that I've watched the entire Oscars all the way through. And there were a couple of moments I loved. Ken was the whole – I mean, the Ken performance was great. I loved John Cena being naked and
that was
doing
funny.
The streaker bit. That was very funny. He's hysterical. I think he's really funny. I liked the Arnold Schwarzenegger, Danny DeVito, Michael Keaton interaction. And I liked the Emily Blunt and Ryan Gosling interaction as well with the Barbenheimer thing.
Yeah.
I thought those were really good. I also thought that it was almost 100% hit, but there was a little miss as well. When they did the major awards, they brought out the 5 celebrities that had previously won to talk about each nominee.
I love that. I thought it
loved
makes
that
it so
too.
Personal.
And I loved what they said. They would say nice personal things, and you could definitely tell the people that had personal relationships with the nominees. I just wish they would have put the names on the screen as the people were talking, because there were a few people that I think you had to be reminded – oh, yeah, so-and-so won this award in 2014 or whatever.
Oh,
so I just wish they
mm-hmm.
would have added like a little tag on the screen that would have said Jennifer Lawrence for, you know, what was it?
I didn't even remember what she won for.
Something Playbook with Bradley Cooper.
And I literally, yeah. And I didn't, yeah. Silver Linings Playbook.
Silver Linings. There you go.
And I didn't remember what she won for. And then Mary Steenburgen. I had to Google that. I'm
and
like,
she
why
gorgeous.
Is she here?
That
she
dress was great. Weird, but her hair and
she
face
wore,
looked great.
Well, the actual dress underneath, we had like, I think it was like, an, it was Tom Ford's. I mean, it had like a belt buckle at the top. It looked great, but then she put the ugly shawl over it that she wore when she won. And I was like,
was weird.
Some things don't need to get dragged out of the closet again.
Yeah, it would. But she looked, I mean, her face, I mean, she looked gorgeous. Amazing.
And Jamie Lee Curtis looked like banging. I mean, she looked amazing.
She always, that girl, I'm telling you, she does not age. And
I know.
Her body is still rocking. I mean, she looks great. And I thought Rita Moreno, who was like 804 years old, even though she was wearing like a loofah, she still looked great. You know, she could do whatever she wants and she like pulls it off. But I think the reason I even brought it up to you today is I did notice that it seems like the big dramatic, like the last few years, I think for fashion has been very big and dramatic. I remember the big red dress we loved last year. I can't even remember what it was wearing.
Angela Bassett and that gorgeous purple
and the
gown.
Purple,
That
has, it's gone. It was very, I thought a lot of muted tones as far as fashion goes. But what I really liked is the fresh face look on the red carpet. It was done, but it wasn't like overdone. And you even had like the perfect
I don't think there was a single smoky eye on the red carpet.
There was nothing wild
at
all. It was very springy looking, and the makeup I thought was like actually really well done.
Not even a bold lip. I didn't see a bold lip.
No
anywhere.
Red lip. I mean, it was just very muted, which I thought was an interesting trend. And even Billie Eilish, who normally has like the crazy green hair and all that, even she just had the plain black hair, kind of boring makeup. We can't talk about her fashion because there's just nothing to talk about.
I mean, she's like I went to an all girls boarding school.
That's
and the fashion was better there than what she had on. I mean, she looks like an old school marm.
She always dresses like that. And, you know, she's lovely. If you look at her face, she's actually
she's
a really
beautiful.
Pretty girl, but she doesn't help herself out. Yeah. In any case, I just thought it was interesting how everything was very fresh faced. And I'm thinking that's probably a little bow to the fact that we're going into spring and people are lightening up a little bit.
Yeah. I thought the makeup looks were gorgeous. I thought the hair looks were great. I thought the dresses were super boring.
Everything was pretty safe and boring this year. I thought so too.
Golden Globes, some amazing, gorgeous looks, right? And then the SAG Awards, everybody pulled out all the stops. And normally, you reach the crescendo at the Oscars where everyone saves the best for last. And it was like, I don't know. I just kept looking. There was not one. I will say the one standout, and it was not for a great reason. Jennifer Lawrence in the polka dot.
Oh yeah,
dress.
I didn't hate it, but it's not appropriate for the Oscars.
But not for the Oscars.
No, because it was a beautiful dress for a tea.
Right. Or if you're a guest at a summer wedding.
Yeah,
that's perfect dress for a summer wedding.
And it was pretty. It was beautiful. She looked
gorgeous,
by the
way. Her hair and makeup looked the best I've ever seen her
look.
That's
why I think that's what the makeup really stuck out. And the same thing, and I know you're going to laugh at me, but like this is how really much you had to dig. I thought Lupita Nyong'o looked beautiful in like that light blue sequin. Because her skin with that color was like on point. But I also, and I took a lot of heat for it. No one around me has liked it. I liked the Emily Blunt like superhero dress with like the gold sequins.
See,
and
I liked
the
it
cod
too.
Piece.
No
I loved
one else
it.
Likes it, but you and me.
Well, I thought she looked like a superhero.
Well, it's Schiaparelli, and that fashion house is just legendary for all of those types of innovative designs. She can pull it off. I thought her hair and makeup looked gorgeous with it. And
totally.
And the other there was another one, Florence Pugh. Also wore.
My God, I love that dress too.
And she had the same raised thing,
The
raised shoulder straps or whatever. Everyone else seemed to hate it. Like my mom was like, "That was so ugly." But in super high fashion worlds, that was on point.
I thought she looked gorgeous, and I thought that like pale gold sequin was really beautiful. And with the jewel, I don't know. I just loved the whole look, and everybody's looked at me like I'm a nut because
of
the straps and because it looks like it had a cod piece on. But I thought that was great.
Well, it was funny because speaking of the red carpet stuff, I was watching. I always watch the E! Red Carpet coverage, and they had Christian Siriano, who's one of my favorite designers. They have him on giving his commentary, and then Zanna Rossi something or whatever. She's, I think she's the editor-in-chief of Elle magazine, one of the big magazines. So she often gives her commentary. She knows all the stylists, so she knows who everyone's going to be wearing. Christian Siriano was being polite, but you could tell he didn't like anything except Emily Blunt's gown.
Yeah.
and everybody else that came through, Haley Steinfeld.
Right.
I mean,
I know it was just, it was all boring. Zendaya looked, I mean, I thought she looked pretty. That was
Zendaya
an interesting dress.
Beautiful. Yeah. But see, her dress was not on trend in terms of the colors.
No.
So Kristen Siriano was like, okay, I was expecting bold colors and some volume. And he's like, we're getting everything looks like a mermaid. Every color is everything look like a
seashell.
And then
the green dragon too. Remember the dragon lady? The lady that had the green leather dress.
Cynthia Erivo.
Erivo, which was a beautiful color, by the way. It was just the whole
Barney
thing.
Well, they're
in
doing that for the Wicked. You know.
I know. But it's a beautiful color. Ariana it was just a bizarre choice. Oh, another one with the sleeves, the pink sleeves.
The pink
Holy
thing
smokes.
That the sleeping bag that was around her. Yeah. That
like
was like
so
a miss.
Underwhelming.
She's also 4'11", and like you can't do that much volume.
No, I feel like if I wore her sleeves, they'd probably just be sleeves because she's that small. But yeah, she just looked like she was swallowed up in that dress.
Yeah.
It was bizarre.
She's
and
just
also
tiny everywhere.
Yeah. I like Kristen Siriano a lot, but I have to say the Melissa McCarthy dress was a miss with the red and the pink together, and that was one of his. And I just. The shape was very nice, but the colors.
I think because his collection has a lot of color, I think he was, and you know, designers sort of tend to kind of do a similar thing for each season. And I think he was expecting a lot of bold color, and maybe that's even why she was wearing that. And she was the only one in bold color. Like
it was
she
very
completely
obvious.
Stood out.
Yeah, it was a muted event, that's for sure, which was interesting.
And so, it was funny because like the more he said, he goes, everyone's in like this seafoam greenish blue. All of like the detailing, the paillettes on stuff look like shells. He goes, we're just under the sea. He goes, that's where we are now. He's like, and he was right. I agreed with everything he said. But but speaking of the beauty looks, I agree with you. I thought the fresh face look.
I loved it.
It worked on everyone.
Yeah,
it literally
it looked really beautiful.
Michelle Yeoh, who is so stunning, and last year's winner, she's 64.
She looks 30.
I want to say, I know, but she had that gorgeous fresh face look. Emma Stone, who's honestly her clothing choices, I never really love.
I know,
and I didn't
like
this
lamp
one either.
Shades. No, it's like a lampshade. I didn't love
she
it either.
Has a, and she's got a contract with Louis Vuitton and. I don't know. A lot of people loved it. It was a peplum and it was that seafoam green. But like, I don't know.
It would have looked prettier also on a darker color. I don't know that she's had her seasons printed because I feel like that that color was just – it. When you have very, very pale skin like that, it just gobbles you up. You just become like very gaunt looking. Although she had the fresh face and
her hair and makeup looked stunning.
She looked beautiful, from the neck up. It was just, I felt very underwhelmed by that color for her.
Yeah. Speaking of dewy glow.
Let's glow, baby.
Let's glow. So I didn't even realize that I was so on trend, but so I know you have a product to review that is not such a great review.
It's going to get a pan. I should have read the reviews is what I should have done.
Oh, no. Well, if you've been listening to the podcast, like you'll know that I've been trying to get more into like a luminous, dewy, glowy kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And so I finally found, after numerous trial and error, finally found the foundation that is perfect for my skin, natural dewiness to it from Kosas. The Skin Revealer is what it's called. It's fantastic. And then I love the Charlotte Tilbury, the bronzer. Mm-hmm. I have the powder, but now that I'm trying to go for the dewy thing, the powder on top of the dew is just mud. It's paste. It's not working. So I've had to transition all of my makeup away from all powders. And now I'm into all like, you know, I have a cream blush from Patrick Ta that I'm loving.
You're so brave. Cream blush always scares me.
It's been okay. Mm-hmm. I've realized that the brush is essential. So the Sephora foundation brush that I originally bought to go with the House Labs foundation, which I returned.
Yeah, that's your brush.
Mm-hmm. I kept it and I mush it into the back of my hand and like kind of really blot it. And then it just gives a really like natural little glow. It's great. The House Labs concealer just keeps you looking dewy and moisturized. It's amazing. But then I realized I didn't have highlighter. And the only highlighter. If I'm doing the bronzing, right? So have like, to. And I love that Charlotte Tilbury light wand. It's the little sponge, you know, in the end.
I use it all the time. Yep.
I love it. I was really scared of it the first time around. I bought that like 4 years ago and I never used it.
It's beautiful.
But now I'm feeling a little more confident. Mm-hmm. And so that I'm loving. And then I was like, well, wait a minute. So I have to get the highlighter. And so I went to Sephora last week and I went right over to the Charlotte Tilbury. She has two highlighters in that same, you know, spongy applicator.
Oh, that's
thing.
What I'm talking about. Yeah, that's what I have. The
well,
champagne
I have the bronzer.
One.
So
oh,
I have
God,
the bronzer.
Okay.
And,
I thought
but
you
I didn't
picked
get
up
a
the
highlighter.
Highlighter. Yeah, the highlighter's nice. Yeah.
So I went over and tried both of the highlighters. But neither color really worked on me.
I like the champagne. There's three, actually. So maybe they were sold. Isn't there a pink, a peach, and a champagne?
There's a peach that was too orange on me.
Yeah.
There's a champagne that was too yellow.
See, I like that one on me.
And
you should try to see if you can find the pink. I feel like there's a rose one.
I found there is a rose one, and that was almost like over. It was too red.
It was
a little too much. So I went to grab the nearest Sephora person and I said, like, I need a highlighter, but these colors are not working for me. And she was like, a lot of people actually say that because they're mm-hmm. kind of tricky. The bronzer works on everybody, but not the highlighter. So she took me over to, and I'm sure you've heard about this. I'm like, I feel like I'm the last person to buy a product from Merit because everybody is on the Merit train.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a chubby highlighter stick.
Pretty.
And it comes in three different colors. This is called Kava. This mm-hmm. is the lightest one. And the cool thing about it, I actually put it on. You can see a little bit here in the light because we're looking at each other on camera. It's a shine, but no glitter.
I like that.
So it's, and it blends so well that like it's literally my final step. And I just use a finger. To tap it in.
Just to tap it in.
That's it. It's
do you do a little above your lip too?
Yep. And
a
little
there,
on
yep.
the chin, little right under the eyes at the very top of the cheekbones. Mm-hmm. And like it's because it has like a little diagram of where to put stuff. And then just like a little line here and a line there at the top, at like the outer corners of your forehead. It is so natural looking. And you can, you know, you can use more or less. Like it really just, it's whatever you feel like. Mm-hmm. I was so impressed with how easy this product is because this is the one that scared me the most. Once I conquered the bronzer, I was like, okay, but you know me, like you're advanced. I'm not. Like I need it to be basic. I need to,
I'm still good.
Basic.
You want it to be easy. I mean, you don't want to sit there and have to work on a product. I want a product that's easy to use. So,
and
especially when
it
comes to
glitter. So like when your light hits you, it looks like you're all glitter face. Like I'm not a pageant kid. You know
no,
what I mean?
No,
like
no.
I don't want that. So
you want shimmer, not sparkle.
Yeah. And this, it's a fairly substantial stick. Which I think
that's going to last you a while.
It's going to last a while. It's $32.
What's the price on that? $32, not bad.
Which is not bad. And I just am so impressed with the formulation of it and how it glides on and just, you know, I have a little bit here even on my nose. You can see like the natural light is catching it. It is, it's natural and it doesn't look like you've gone crazy with the highlighter. So I am so happy that I got on the Merit train. The other thing is maybe the next time when I'm out of my bronzer, the Merit stick, the bronzer stick that goes with this gets really good reviews. I would imagine it's probably also really easy to use. And that's why women are loving it so much. Not just women, anyone who wears makeup. Why people are loving it so much because the reviews are like crazy good for it. But Merit.
I'll be curious to know how the bronzer, if you get the Merit bronzer on the stick, how it blends. Because a lot of times with the sticks, I notice it's a little harder to blend rather than like the cream formula or even the powder.
Yeah.
So that would be the test is to see how that blends in. But if the highlighter is doing well, that gives you a good chance that the formulation's right with them.
Yeah, I was really impressed by that. So that I was very happy to take that recommendation. What did you buy that is no longer that was a miss?
So it's very funny. You know, we don't actually coordinate, but it's funny how we actually end up kind of in the same realm.
I know, we always
do. So I ended up with the Iconic, which is a little chubby stick as well. It's the Iconic London Glaze Dual-Ended Eyeshadow Crayon. And so on one end, you have a crayon, and on the other end, you have kind of like a sparkly kind of liquid gel shimmer formula that is in the bottom of the tube. So here's why I went with
it.
To go over it, or you can use it. You can use each product. What it says is that you can use each product together or alone for different effect. So I'm going to actually just read you what it says because I want you to know what the product's supposed to do. It says a double-ended crayon that delivers shimmering eye looks in seconds. Get ready to sparkle. Highlighted ingredients, sparkling pearls, and water. I should have known. Now, it says Iconic London wanted to create a product that was quick and easy to use, but still delivered the iconic ultra glam payoff. Enter Glaze Crayon, your new glistening, sultry-eyed best friend. One end houses a silky eyeshadow crayon, and the other, and it can be blended over the eyelid for a captivating wash of metallic color. At the other end, you'll find the secret to getting that grown-up glitter glaze, an ultra-rich, non-sticky glitter gel, perfect for creating a sparkling, wet-looking glaze effect. Okay, so I'm like, this sounds great.
This sounds very advanced. This is already scaring me.
Well, to me, it actually looks so simple for you know, I mean, it's basically just a big fat crayon. And most of the colors, and maybe this was my fault, maybe I just went too dramatic, because what I've been doing is trying to avoid the trends of looking fresh and dewy-faced. I wanted to have a nice sultry eye, and I've been really struggling to find a good gray. Most people are doing smoky eyes right now with browns. And there are sometimes when I wear black or when I wear gray or when I wear cooler colors where I want to actually smudge out a gray eye. And I used to have all kinds of gray shadows and I've been having trouble finding a good one. So this one, the most dramatic shade is midnight blue, even though it comes across like a black. And I thought, all right, I'm going to get this. I'm going to see what it looks like. So I try it out. And the first experience, I pop open the cap and the entire crayon falls on the floor.
Oh, like, no.
Just out of the and so then I pick it up, I wipe it back off. I'm like, let's put it back in. So I put it back in and I use the crayon side of my eye and it's like drawing lines with like a very light crayon rather than a pigmented stick that you would expect. So then I thought, all right, well, maybe I have to blend it in with my finger. So then I'm blending it in with my finger. And then I used the gel over the outside and it's like, there's nothing there. It just made my eyelid feel wet. There was no shimmer or sparkle. It was very bizarre. And so at first I thought, well, maybe I'm just like not doing this right. Maybe this can't be how this product is. And it was before a station event that I had to go to for the job I do on radio. So I didn't have a lot of time. So I kind of just shadowed over it with regular shadow and I took off. So the next day I try it. And I just tried the glaze that time. And it was like putting on like, I don't know, it was not consistent. It was very streaky. It was very light. It was very weird. So I tried it a third time. And I sort of figured out the sweet spot. The only thing I can use this for is to smudge under my eye. You know how you can get like a smoky look under your eye by smudging your eyeliner a little bit? This pencil actually works for that. So I would say I'm going to save it now. I'll never buy it again, but I'm going to save this one instead of tossing it because I'll use it under eye for like a little smudge or like a thicker line on the top. But that's about all this is good for. So I thought I'm going to look at the reviews. Should have read the reviews.
Oh,
people are talking about this crayon falling out and hitting the floor the very first time. People are saying my product was damaged. The crayon fell out. The gel isn't good. And so I feel bad because I guess I'd never heard of this brand before, but it had like 4 stars out of 5, which for Sephora is pretty good. But if you read the most recent reviews, I mean, it's pretty bad. Not worth the money. Pretty color, but gloss, nothing special. Listen to the negative reviews. These are just the top 3 on the Sephora website.
Maybe this is a bad batch. Like so, maybe originally it was better and I don't know. But
it sure doesn't look like the beautiful, dewy. Again, I didn't want the glitter. I wanted the shimmer. And that is what I was looking for. Like you were looking for with your highlighter. And it looked like I would have gotten that. I mean, look at how beautiful this is. I mean, doesn't this look like something you'd want? Gorgeous.
Of course. I mean, that looks perfect.
Did not look like that in real life. It looked more like I might have just, I don't know, fallen into a chimney and gotten a little charcoal around my
house. Oh, jeez.
And you know what? I wish I could say nice things, but I can't.
Yeah. And if it doesn't work for one of the darkest shades, then you know if you tried to do something lighter,
would be terrible.
It would just be like, what's even on my face?
And that was the only dark shade. The rest of them were all, you know, shimmering gold and champagne and bronze and all that. So I thought I could get my smoky eye, but unfortunately, sadly, didn't work.
Oh, I am sorry. Believe me, I know there's nothing worse than... Did you buy it from Sephora?
I did. And I should take it back, actually, because I've only tried it 3 times.
Because, you know, I've become like the return queen at Sephora.
I know. You're my inspiration. I'll do that this weekend.
It's like I am so down with how cool they are. It's like as long as it's in your purchase history and it hasn't been 30 days, then or more than 30 days. Actually, some products are 60 days.
It's pretty amazing.
Tools, like when I returned the House Labs foundation brush, which was just way too dense for the Kosas foundation that I switched to, that was a 30-day return. So I guess I would say read the fine print because each item seems to have something a little bit different.
Probably based on their brand, yeah.
And like maybe for tools, it's supposed to be either not used or very lightly used. So I think maybe that's why the tools are 30 days and like, you know, foundation and other things like that, you can mess around with it for 60 days. But yeah, I'm like so totally down with their return policy.
Well, especially because that was $30. I mean, you know, that's a decent amount of money for an
eyeshadow.
That's
a lot, actually. Mm-hmm. $30 for that. And especially since the results were like abysmal, that's a lot.
Bad. Yeah. I had a wet, streaky eye. That's great. Good job.
Oh. I mean, there are certain things like Charlotte Tilbury makes a beautiful, it comes in a few different shades. I have the rose gold and it's like a little pot and you stick a little tiny brush in and then you can do like the inner points of, you know, the inner corners of
and
your eyes.
And it's glowy.
And it's glowy, but it also dries down quickly. So you have to kind of manipulate it quickly before
still
it dries.
Too. You know, I used to use those little liquid shimmer eyeshadows that work just like that. And some of them have chunky glitter. Some of them are just a shimmer. So depending on what you want, I would just always get the shimmer shades. Those were great. They were very easy to use. And I kind of thought that was what was going to be waiting for me at the end of this chubby stick, which is what intrigued me. And it was nothing like that formulation at all.
I mean, in theory, yeah, it sounds like you could draw on like what, like your, you know, the base of your eye and then add the pop of glitter gloss. And that would, that makes sense that it, that you would try, that you would think, you know what, this could be a good hit.
Could be fun. Yeah.
Yeah. That was, that's terrible. I'm sorry.
They're not always epic fails, but you know, hey, at least I have a smudgy under eye liner for $30.
I mean, well, I was going to say you could like return that and for $10 or whatever, get
an actual liner
that you can use under. Yeah. Speaking of liners, I've got one last quick thing to say. I have been looking for, you know, the Gwen Stefani, the Give Beauty.
The pink.
That over liner, she calls it.
So, oh, I thought that matches your lip gloss because you had the lip gloss. But now, okay.
And so she calls it like the overliner because it's like an angled, you know, kind of liner that's like a softer material. It's not like a hard pencil because I hate that look. So anyway, so I was finally ready to buy that because I kept forgetting. And so the color was terrible. The color that she has, she only has a red for her red, for any of the red or darker lips. And then of like one nude beige kind of color, but it was way too brown and tan for me. Mm-hmm. So it was terrible. Then I went over to Makeup by Mario because I remember you told me that you
love that liner,
a lip liner, but I couldn't find, I wanted to find a color that was my natural lip color. And I couldn't find maybe my Sephora didn't carry the same one that you bought, but is it also like an angled tip or
it was,
is it just
it was
like
a
regular
pencil with a brush on the other side?
Okay. So I did see that then, but the color, I couldn't find the right color.
Yeah.
Patrick Ta has a few different colors of that sort of similar idea of the overline thing that Gwen Stefani makes, but again, couldn't find the right color. So I asked the Sephora girl, I'm like, I really just need like, I don't want a pencil because it always looks terrible and it always looks very dry and I hate dry lips. It drives me nuts. She goes, oh, I think you would like the Sephora gel liner. So I went.
Those before.
So I got literally it's shade number one. It's called the Nudist. It is, you can see, it's like exactly the color of my lips.
Yeah.
It is a soft gel that you don't have to sharpen. It just extends.
It just turns up.
It goes, it glides on like a lipstick consistency. And
yeah,
you can,
I've tried
you can
that
blend
before.
Oh my, it's $13. This is the
and
best thing. It's great.
You want a hot tip if you want more colors. So Sephora oftentimes puts their own brand on sale for 50% off. You can get those for like $7 typically when they go on sale. So I would keep an eye out because, you know, they put their Sephora stuff on sale pretty often.
Yeah.
And you can pick up other ones. But not that it's expensive to just buy it at regular price, but if you want to stock up on a few other colors. Yep.
Two for the price of one. But yeah.
But it's kind of a water gel based formula, which is really nice to make it smooth. Yep.
And then I put the lipstick over it and it blends right in. I was so impressed for $13, best lip liner I've ever used. So that's one that I would definitely recommend.
I love that. And it's not so expensive. We love the good beauty deals.
I mean, I feel bad that you wasted $30 on that eye gel thing.
You're right. I'm going to take it
back.
That's
a lot.
Especially if the crayon's falling out. I mean, people... Yeah. Everybody's showing it on the floor, which is exactly where mine was. They're taking pictures in the review section.
That's really funny.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
They're the Boeing of the airplane world.
Oh,
apparently.
My gosh.
Something just keeps falling off.
That is... Oh, my gosh. Poor... I mean... I, thankfully, I don't have any trips coming up. I don't have to fly anywhere.
A little panicky, though, if you get in, you see the Boeing sign, right? I mean, it used to just be the Max Jet. Now you're wondering about all the planes.
Well, did you see, and this is so off our brand, but did you see the report about one of the mechanics used?
Dish soap.
Dish soap. And there was another item. It wasn't bubble gum, but it was something like that doesn't have any business on a plane.
To help create a seal, I believe, which sounds like something you might want to find necessary when you're up in a pressurized cabin up in the air. But
I don't know what. And there was another flight, I think, just today that got diverted. I mean,
to LA.
Like, what is going on?
Yeah, it was the 777, Dallas to Los Angeles, and something fell off of it. So there's been a lot going on with Boeing. Yeah.
And some poor person was driving on the New Jersey Turnpike. I'm in New Jersey and driving by Newark Airport. Something fell from the sky, which it has to be from a plane, went right through the windshield and killed the person in the front passenger seat.
Oh, that's awful. It killed somebody?
Yeah, a guy who was like 34.
Well, you saw the whistleblower from Boeing also that was also testifying.
Deceased.
In between his deposition days, they wrapped one day and then somehow he ended up shot in a parking lot
before
he could
go
back.
Yeah. I mean,
so that's back on brand for our Netflix documentary. I'm sure that'll be coming soon. Holy
moly. Oh, speaking of, oh my God, thank you for saying that. The MH370, right?
Oh, I watched it. Yeah.
Right. But did you see the newest report?
No.
That so now they are, now they've gone full circle. They're back to blaming the pilot and saying that he had gassed up extra gas and extra oxygen only in the cockpit, not in the passenger cabin, and that they believe it was a suicide mission, and that he turned off the radar and everything, and that where they landed, you know, like no pieces of, there's like one piece of the wreckage that was ever found. Well, the reason for that is they think on satellite imaging, they found that it's literally in the deepest trench. It's a named trench in the Indian Ocean that he planned it to go down that spot because you can't recover it. It's way too deep. So I'm sure there's going to be another follow-up to that documentary.
Yeah. Oh my God. And they were so sure it wasn't him. All the people that worked with them said it was just couldn't have been. Wow. Yep.
I know. I meant to text you because, you know, any plane issues, you know, I'm like, I got to text Jen.
anything that was or is or at some point will be a Netflix documentary, I need to know.
Yeah. Oh, and then one other thing I will recommend that we've been enjoying. We are just about finished with the third. I think there are only three episodes. The Willie Nelson documentary is wonderful.
That's fun.
Great.
I haven't watched
it's
that.
It's called Willie Nelson and Family. And it's basically like him and his sister. Because, you know, his sister was played piano and in the band with him and everything. Mm-hmm. It's great. It's just all about, like, how he got his start in music. And it's Willie. How do you not love Willie?
I love that. All right, I'll have to check it out. Yeah. I do love Willie.
Yeah, it's really, yeah.
And
it's
that's
really
on
cool.
Netflix, too?
That, it might be Netflix, but it's on Amazon Prime on the homepage. So when you're on Amazon, like, it's featured
I'll find it.
Prominently there. Yeah, but that is definitely worth checking out. We've been really enjoying that.
I'll check it out.
All right. Well, thank you guys so much for listening to another episode of Beauty Pop. Follow Jen at Jennifer Horan Radio. You can follow me on Instagram at On Air Victoria. Follow Beauty Pop at Beauty Pop Pod. And if you want to send us an email or anything or leave a comment, you can always do that at beautypoppod@gmail.com. And we will be back with more stuff to review. And we'll be back, I don't know. I don't want to say next week because we are so busy lately.
We're
lame. Off schedule.
But hopefully next week.
We'll
How
be
about
back
that?
At
hopefully
some
next
point.
Week.
Hopefully next week. We'll be back at some point. Thank you guys so much for listening. We'll talk to you next time.